Representative Jordan moved that the Committee on Health and Human Services be instructed to deliver House Bill 1212 to the floor of the House pursuant to Joint Rule 7-7.
Is there a second? Jordan motion that the Committee on the House Health and Human Services Committee be instructed to deliver HB 1212 to the floor, having been made and seconded. Remarks on your motion, Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to invoke Joint Rule 7-7 smoke out and roll call via Article 3, Subsection 13 of the South Dakota Constitution.
Okay, for a smoke out motion, the members will stand if they support the smoke out motion.
I believe, according to the rules, I can do Article 3, Section 13 at the same time.
Okay. I don't agree with your interpretation of that, and so if you'd like to challenge the ruling of the speaker, you may do so at this time.
Yeah.
You'd like to challenge the determination of the speaker?
I believe that you can make both at the same time. I've talked with people that have studied the rules, and they have told me that I would be able to do that.
Okay. So the ruling of the speaker is under the smokeout rule, JR 7-7. For that to be supported, it requires one-third of the members to stand. That is my ruling. Representative Jordan is challenging that ruling. And so we will do a voice vote on the challenge of that ruling. So a yay, an aye, will support or uphold the ruling of the speaker. A no will not. Everybody clear on that? Okay. So my ruling as speaker is that to support a smokeout motion, it requires one-third of the members to stand, not on a roll call, but to stand. That's my ruling. Representative Jordan is challenging that rule. To support the ruling of the speaker, it's an aye vote. To not side with the speaker, it's a no vote. Everybody clear on that? Okay. So the motion is Representative Jordan's challenge of the speaker's ruling. To support the determination of the speaker, the members will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. The speaker's determination is upheld. And so now we are on the smoke out motion. Anything further, Representative Jordan?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1212 to revise provisions in order to strengthen protections for the unborn children. The reason I am calling for the smoke out is because after prayerfully considering this, I was in the committee. This debate needs to be heard on the floor. The public needs to know. As the governor said in his State of the State address, we are a pro-life state. This bill will affect hundreds of lives every year. That alone is worth a discussion on the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on the motion to smoke out House Bill 1212. Representative Mulder.
Mr. Speaker, I would just encourage the body to not support the smoke out. As the chair of the Health and Human Services Committee, I just want to inform the members about the process. This was given a very fair hearing. The proponents were even given deference in the order of how they wanted to present the bill. There was a motion for due pass that did not get the votes, so it got a 41st day. So it was a properly processed decision by the committee. Either we trust our committee work or we don't, and I believe this bill did more than that with pro-life voters voting to kill this bill.
Thank you. Further remarks on the smoke out? Any further remarks? Representative Randolph.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Over the weekend, excuse me for my scratchiness, over the weekend and even over the past week, as far as this bill is concerned, and let me just say, this was my bill. I'm the prime sponsor in the House on HB 1212. And I had been approached by several people about whether I wanted to smoke it out, and my response was I would pray about it over the weekend and just see what the Lord wanted me to do with it. With that said, I've heard from more people than I can count encouraging me on this bill. They were happy that I brought this bill. They were encouraging me to continue the fight, if you will. And I'm going to just use a throw number out there based on the emails that I got and text messages. I'm going to say that the ratio was about 90% saying, way to go, 10% no. So, and I've talked with other legislators in here as well, and the ratio was pretty high as far as the public. So the public was paying attention to this bill. A lot of folks are supporting this bill. And so that myself is one of the reasons, other than the fact that it's my bill, I mean, of course, right? But other than that, I believe the public's paying attention and they supported this bill. So that's one of the reasons why I would encourage you to support the smoke out. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on the Jordan motion to smoke out House Bill 1212. Representative Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two things to know. The bill had a fair hearing, a thorough fair hearing, and every member was present. Do not support the smoke out. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on the Jordan motion to smoke out House Bill 1212. Any further remarks? Anything in closing, Representative Jordan?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just stand with your conscience and remember, if you claim you're pro-life, let's vote pro-life.
That's out of order. You had to stick to the reasons to smoke it out, not to the merits of the bill, so thank you. Okay, the motion before the House is the Jordan motion that the Health and Human Services Committee be instructed to deliver House Bill 1212 to the floor. Under Joint Rule 7-7, that requires the support of one-third of the members. If you support the motion to smoke out, please stand. That motion fails.